Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has decided to skip a major conservative political conference going on outside Washington. He was scheduled to speak later today at the Conservative Political Action Conference, but said on Twitter that he would not attend. Campaigning in Michigan, Trump continued his sharp criticism of his opponents, such as Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
Do you know that in Florida, they hate little Marco Rubio so much?
It's true.
Because of the fact that he never votes, he never shows up to vote.
Republican National Committee Chairman Rance Priebus told the conference the nominee of the party will have the full support of the party. Meanwhile, at the same conference, retired neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson officially ended his campaign for president. Allegations of sexual abuse by United Nations peacekeepers and staff rose in 2015, despite the institution's zero-tolerance policy to such misconduct. According to a new report from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, there were 99 such allegations last year compared to 80 in 2014. UN has instituted remedies for victims, including financial compensation and mechanisms to assist and encourage victims in reporting allegations. The Diffa region of eastern Niger is host to hundreds of thousands of people forced from their homes. There are makeshift camps everywhere. Refugees from Nigeria live next to displaced people from Niger. They have one thing in common: they fear Boko Haram. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN Refugee Agency is proposing a plan to help resolve Europe's refugee crisis. The move comes ahead of a European Union ministerial meeting with Turkey in Brussels next week. Lisa Schlein reporting from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says the situation could be largely resolved if European nations would implement a plan they agreed to last year for the fair and equitable relocation of refugees. Fleming says most of the countries are unwilling to face up to their responsibilities, as only 603 people have been relocated.
It's not fair that Greece and Italy have to take on all of the people who are arriving and all that entails. And it's not fair that Austria, Germany, and Sweden, on behalf of all of Europe, have to take the burden of all the refugees who are arriving.
The UNHCR is proposing a six-part plan to EU member states to manage and stabilize the refugee situation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A senior Afghan diplomat says he remains optimistic that peace talks with the Taliban will start within days, dismissing speculation by some officials that they will be delayed. Afghan ambassador to Pakistan Hazrat Omer Zakilwal told VOA Friday there is a lot of happening in the background to get the talks underway. United States has deployed an aircraft carrier and several escorts to the South China Sea in an apparent show of force to China, China claiming almost the entire South China Sea. United States has accused Beijing of militarizing the region as it tries to contest territorial claims by other nations. U.S. economy had a strong net gain of 242,000 jobs last month. And as Mel Arcega reports, the Labor Department here in Washington says the unemployment rate held steady in February at an 8-year low of 4.9%.
For job recruiters and those looking for work, February was a good month. Job search site Indeed.com says employer demand spiked. While many of the new jobs were in construction and healthcare, the largest gains were in lower-paying jobs in retail and food services. The mining and energy sectors shed jobs, and wages fell slightly. The new employment numbers suggest the job market has room to grow. Indeed.com, which sees about 180 million visitors each week, says for those looking for work or thinking of a career change, there's never been a better time. Mil Arcega, VOA News, Washington.
And evidence getting stronger every day that the Zika virus causes microencephaly. That is a birth defect which leaves newborns with smaller heads and other complications.
That's the latest world news from VOA.